Yeah, it is. Very excited to present this to you today, to the good P1. Now, we, for those who are sharp listeners, you know that we have lost about 50% of our audio. Whether or not that makes it back into the ticket computers, I have no idea. But in the meantime,
now, what the hell are you telling me?
We are on the lookout for anything that can...
I wouldn't bet on it.
That can boost the funniness of the computer and also boost morale around here, as we're pretty down. So, last night, I was
This place sucks.
Very
and
excited.
Nobody cares.
To learn that Robin Williams was on the David Letterman show. Now, it turns out this is a rerun from a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that at the time, and it really doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. And I can't believe, though, maybe this speaks to our audience and who's watching Letterman. I cannot believe that nobody sent me a note. I had to watch this live to figure out that we had some gold in the Robin Williams interview. Now, typically, over the course of the last decade, we've had fights on the air about Robin Williams because I think in an interview situation, he's a thrashing. And you don't interview him, you just fight through it.
Right.
You just, he's a wind-up toy. And he really was on some decent behavior last night, although it took him, I believe, less than 5 seconds for him to be in character. You know, typically it's he'll give it a few seconds, but man, he was really into it early on.
So you don't like him as an interview guest?
I love Robin Williams as an actor. I love Robin Williams as a stand-up guy. I hate Robin Williams when he comes on these shows. Yeah, so
I find him exhausting but very funny.
Here's the very beginning as he walks on Letterman.
Feeling in the power in the Letterman show. Yes, outside the ground has opened up.
Yeah, that's right. I didn't mention
it's like dealing with a drunk James Brown.
Mm-hmm. For 14 minutes.
Yes.
And at times he's really funny. He's funniest to me though when he doesn't do his bits, his characters, because I think he's just naturally funny.
Mm-hmm.
But he can't help it. He has to get into voice and character and all that.
I know we say this every time that we play this crap from him, but mm-hmm. Can you imagine that dude back when he was doing
on
blow?
Coke? No.
Oh man.
Yeah.
And supposedly that guy was a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
In the '70s.
The worst.
And eighties.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, anyway, every time we play these things, we get into arguments about the merits of Robin Williams doing these shows. Well, last night, he was fairly tame, but at the same time, I found something in this that I've never found before in a Robin Williams interview. And that is the Robin Williams laugh.
Okay.
Do you...
No, like Eddie, I've never noticed it either.
When I say the Eddie Murphy laugh, we all know what Eddie Murphy does. Yeah, there are certain guys you just know their laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Robin Williams, never noticed it before. I noticed it a bunch last night as Dave made him laugh. So we'll start off with, and we're trying to replenish our laugh drops that we have around
here.
We lost a bunch.
We need assistance.
Yeah.
We've got that.
So
that's a good start.
Badass start.
Thank you to Robin for giving us many laughs. We'll start this one off. This is when he's talking about his daughter, Zelda.
Yeah, I don't think there's ever any question there.
Yeah,
there's never any doubt about
that. That'd be a
Robin.
Great new cooking show.
And she's
an actress.
Yeah, wonderful.
And she's done amazing. She's played a lot of in many of the movies. One of the movies she played the Bride of Satan, which I went, that's my girl.
All part of the family. We'll be right back with Robin Williams.
Again, I just kind of looked at because I was kind of paying attention, kind of not at that point. And then
he doesn't laugh much. He's usually making everybody else laugh.
Yeah.
All part of the family. We'll be right back with Robin Williams. Family. We'll be right back with Robin. Speaking of.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Okay. It gets much better.
Keep going.
I am. This is when he and Dave were riffing about the CIA and the hooker scandal down in Colombia.
Mm-hmm. And they go to...
Well, you don't negotiate with a hooker like, okay, you know, it's like no, $25, no, it's $250, not $25, not in Colombia, no, come
no,
on.
No, that seems extra.
Just write it off later off as snacks. You know?
So, something out of the mini bar.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it, though, but it's... I mean...
It sounds like he's like doing karate on somebody.
I don't even know what made him laugh. It was the Dave pause, and I don't know.
I enjoyed it though, but it's I mean,
love it. We will need that.
Oh boy.
I mean.
And then this, as they were discussing Joe Biden, and he was going on and on about Biden, and then they played a clip from Biden, which I think they had played earlier in the show,
mm-hmm.
and it was something about, he was talking about Obama's large staff, okay?
Okay.
You got it?
Speaking of lucky bastards, what about the Secret Service? I mean, oh, I guess we now know what Secret Service yeah. is.
I guess it's kind of wonderful. Can you keep a Secret Service?
Yeah.
It's kind of wild. But I guess it was Biden's detail, so they went, hey, it's okay. It's okay. You know what, Joe Biden's...
Let's see if we have Joe. What were you going to say, Joe, about that? Let me hear it one more time.
I promise you, the president has a big stick.
There you go. Yeah.
What are those things?
Him!
That's insane.
Dude, listen.
You know what, Joe Biden's... Let's see if we have Joe. What were you going to say, Joe, about that? Let me hear it one more time.
I promise you, the president has a big stick.
There you go. That's...
Yes.
It sounds like a pelican eating a fish.
It is a mini pterodactyl.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can isolate it.
It's like a sneeze.
And then let's not forget the shorter laugh too.
The president has. The president has. The president has.
That's crazy.
Never heard the guy laugh. That's pretty awesome though.
You have now.
Oh yeah, I got a big chuckle out of it. Let's move on to Norm. Norm,
snacks.
Yeah. Norm's good at laughing. And he was cracking himself up today talking about Major League Baseball players or maybe athletes in general who had some strange injuries, just like, you know, stepping off a curb or mm-hmm. laughing and cracking God. A rib or whatever it was.
I heard this.
You did?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
This is insane.
So he's talking about a local guy here a few years back, and man, listen to the cadence of this laugh. Well,
and it's always Norm cracking himself up.
Oh yeah, he's making himself. He's seen the story, obviously.
Right.
He knows exactly what he's saying here, and the fact that it still cracks him up—that's the beauty of Norm.
My favorite, former Ranger Adam Eaton, suffering a stab wound. Trying to open a DVD with a paring knife.
Dude, that's hard. Imagine retelling a story.
And you know Soroy's just kind of just looking at him.
Oh, yeah.
Not really... helping out.
You're retelling a story. Your phone goes off
yeah.
in the middle of it as you've received a message of some sort, and you crack yourself
and
up that
favorite,
bad.
My favorite, former Ranger Adam Eaton suffering a stab wound trying to open a DVD with a paring knife.
Dude, that's hard. Who is this guy that he's got in here sitting with him during his show these
That's
days?
That's his new intern. That's the guy that has to descale him and give him bunion baths.
Some young blonde boy uh-huh. that, you know, is a, between a sophomore and a senior in college.
It's the future Groobs is who it is.
Thinking he's making his way up the food chain here and starting out by debunioning Norm.
No, that's what Sir Roy does. He brings the intern in and tells him to sit in with Norm, and they're all excited because they're in the studio, and then he starts kind of just making eye contact.
Were you
with
ever
him.
One of his interns?
No, I was not.
Okay.
But that's what they do, though. That's part of the bit. They're all excited to do it, and then they realize
and then they get creeped out.
Norm's kind of taking their clothes off with his eyes or whatever. And...
Well, I mean, look. He can't count on Sir Roy for any help, that's for sure.
No.
Boom. No.
All right, is this it?
And now this.
This has been very oversold, Michael.
Huh. I don't know if it's been oversold.
Huh.
I'm going to go ahead and read the email that this guy sent to set this up. This is from AP1, and I'm sorry, sir, that I didn't get back with you today to let you know that we were going to play this, but I got this so late in the day that I've kind of forgot about it. This is from John.
Mm-hmm.
And he is, down. I don't know, somewhere in his 20s, it sounds like. He says, about a year ago, I had knee surgery and was given the standard issue antibiotics and painkillers, both of which gave me tremendous gas buildup / backup and very little relief from the pressure. Not to mention I use a CPAP at night, one of those big masks. You need to go to the snoring center. For his sleep apnea. He says, I swear it forces air into the bowels with nowhere to run except the back door. After about a week, let's see. Whoops.
Easy.
Sorry. After about a, what happened to it? All right, whatever. He was having trouble expelling his gas. He says, finally one morning at approximately 5:40, I woke to gaseous movement in my lower region. The moment had arrived. Prior to release, I paused for a moment, wondering if I would wake up my wife, who was sleeping soundly next to me in bed. But I thought that I had perfectly positioned myself to finally let this beast go. And I couldn't possibly get up. Move to another room and risk losing the payoff. I decided to risk it. My next thought was to catch this gold on audio for fun and yucks with the buddies at a later time. I quickly reached over and snatched my iPhone, hit record, and positioned it accordingly.
What does that mean?
He held it down there. What you are about to hear...
Oh, no.
Hey, KT, lower the audio on the cord real quick. I'll tell you when to bring it up. What you're about to hear comes with a few events that were not captured on the audio. Obviously, the release of gas that you will all hear is full of wonder, amazement, and hilarity. But what you couldn't see was my wife's physical reaction. About halfway through the release, she rose straight up out of bed to a sitting position with her eyes fixed in the direction of the bedroom door. Later, she told me she thought someone was slowly creaking the door open to come into the room, and she became afraid. She said it took a while to come to the realization that I was passing gas. She said it took her even longer to realize that I was actually recording it. After spotting the soft glow of the iPhone down by my ass...
I thought you said this was oversold. This sounds pretty good.
All right.
You will hear her response at the end of the recording, along with my shameful admission of what I was doing. After all was said and done and the shame and embarrassment had subsided, I sent this to several buddies with a 100% positive response of tearful laughter. I hope that you, too, find it equally as funny. P.S. I put it on my mama. This is real. Turn the volume up. Faithful and gassy P1, John.
All right.
Okay. All so, right. Armed with that information, are you ready for John?
I can't wait.
All right. Volume turned up, and here we go.
Sorry.
Did you just record that?
Yes. So many elements.
Oh my God.
I love. Sorry.
So, and he's still like, it sounds like he's still pressing, like, sorry.
Did you record that?
Yes.
Oh my God.
All right.
Sorry. Small.
Did you just record that?
Yes. Yes.
Was that a fart?
Dude.
That's beautiful.
Do we have that fart?
Oh, well,
the stepbrothers fart?
Stepbrothers fart. It's not that long, but, I mean, it's, this one's not as long as the stepbrothers, but it's pretty good.
And this
they're one, very comparable.
Very.
Was that a fart?
I don't know.
All right.
One more.
Yeah, I want to put a stopwatch on this. I got it here.
I got a time.
All right, here we go.
About 11 seconds.
11 seconds?
Uh-huh.
All right, stepbrother's fart.
Well, he can probably tell you by looking at it, right?
It's 15.
Damn.
Pretty good, man.
Was that a fart?
It's all right. Pretty good, but if anybody else is going to try this at home,
mm-hmm.
we need more wife reaction.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, how often are you going to get the wife
record,
right there?
Did you record that?
Yes.
Listen to how the end of it were just kind of all just running to get out as fast as possible.
Could you do this? Could you pull this maneuver off?
Recording something like that?
In front of the girl.
No.
In front of your wife?
No. No.
Married for 20 years?
No, not in front of anybody.
Not in front of us?
You do it in front of us. You do it in front of us all the time.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
This radio station is a... I don't know. It's a Dutch oven on wheels.
The station was built on your farts.
Yes. One more time, please.
All right. Whole thing.
Yep.
One last time. Get ready. In 3, 2, 1.
Yes.
Sorry. Small.
Did you just record that?
Yes.
What does he say? Sorry, swallow. Sorry.
Yes.
Fart?
I wonder if he's a big guy.
I don't know.
Poor guy. No, well, at least he feels better now.
Did I oversell it?
No, it's pretty damn good.
I'd love to know what the wife said, though, after he said that he recorded it.
Oh, I know. Maybe there's more. Maybe he has more.
Well, if he does, we'd love to hear it.
Yes, John, if you have that, please send it.
Was that a fart?
God, man.
Thanks,
that is
John.
Awesome. There you go. There's Fun with Real Audio.
Very nicely done. Nicely executed.